Detective Eddie, who happened to be the savior of the day, the people's favorite, worked endlessly and tirelessly to bring justice to these criminals. In the case of Rachel, the popular business tycoon, CEO of B&B Complex, and a philanthropist who was brutally murdered in her office by her husband with the aid of Albert Phillips, the notorious criminal. All thanks to Detective Eddie, the culprits were prosecuted. Detective Eddie was also responsible for the apprehension of Hilditch Brown, a child rapist, murderer, and kidnapper who was on the run for 20 years and was returned to face justice. Sadly, his excellent profile didn't stop all these terrible incidents from occurring in Bison. Things got worse every other day. The police kept receiving case files, some of which weren't solved. Being aware of the danger lurking, some people withdrew from their social activities. They stayed away from social gatherings. Some parents stopped their kids from attending school due to the rate of kidnapping, most especially their girl child. When will these crimes end? That was the question on everyone's mind. People couldn't wait to have their lives back. The truth is, no one has an answer to that question. All they can do is hope that things get better and safer. Part 2. New Dawn. It is Saturday morning. It's a bright day. You could hear the birds chirping, taking turns flying from one tree branch to another. Their chirping sounds filled the air. The background was calm and serene. You could hear the sounds from the tree branches being moved by the wind. Also, the sound of the river flowing towards the same direction of the wind. The town was unusually quiet. This should be the most peaceful day the people of Bison have ever had. Everyone is tucked in their beds, enjoying the soothing morning breeze. The town of Bison used to be a peaceful and serene place with great ambience. Nature sets completely in the town, blessing them with beautiful rocks, streams, and rivers. The rolling hills and grasses blowing in the wind is so peaceful. The Grand River is a graceful view that attracts tourists from other towns. The river is only about 10 miles north of Bison. This road can also be used as a shortcut when going to Lemon. Many people travel it to make their way from Bison to Lemon, or sometimes Hettinger. You will notice that the road which leads to the Grand River is used more by fishermen, hunters, or nature lovers. But you often see people out walking, taking pictures, or fishing, just spending time in the beauty of the area. A tranquil river, the muddy sands of a sandbar, and the bright, vibrant colors of the colorful birds flying on their own are amazing. As you travel along this peaceful path, you could hear the cries of the birds along the shores of the river. The river breeze can be felt either side of the river. It seemed as if the river itself was alive, truly an amazing sight to behold. The river flows in such a peaceful manner and brings a peaceful and relaxing feeling to anyone who is along this path, for they are not only able to relax, but also enjoy the serene atmosphere. The Grand River is a regular spot of relaxation for Anderson. He loved to tour, and the river was his favorite place. In his words, the Grand River gave him a grand view. Honestly, he is right about it. The river is nature's beauty. It eludes positive energy and somehow magically calms the soul. Anderson isn't the only one who frequents that site. A lot of people in Bison do. They call the Grand River an outdoor temple and hold it sacred. Most people go there to fish or spend time in nature, picking the wildflowers. Many others spend hours in area hunting or sighting in guns. Anderson was a lover of nature. He would go with his camera to the river, a book, and a pen to take notes. This was his routine, mostly on weekends. A lot of people know him for this. It's no longer news. Anderson, a tall, dark-skinned man in his early 30s, is the first son of Mr. and Mrs. Douglas. He and his sister, Stacy, were the only children of Mr. and Mrs. Douglas. The Douglas family is well-to-do and famous in society. They are known to be kind and generous people who like to mingle with everyone. Anderson is very well-behaved and polite. It could be said that he is shy. In many ways, he is too polite for his good. He doesn't want to show off and go against the grain. To him, it doesn't make sense to be bold. He has an image to maintain. He has been raised